Tonight would have been the second quarterly prayer meeting for Church and Nation held here at Cross Lanes Chapel. Unable to meet because of the restrictions that we are under because of the spread of coronavirus. This sermon has been pre-recorded and is available now for you to listen to. After this sermon, there will be some singing from previous meetings for you to listen to as well. May the Lord help us at this time. May the Lord draw near to us, though we're unable to meet. May the Lord answer our prayers as we pray this evening hour. How much we need to pray. How much we need to entreat God's favour at this time for our country, for our nation, for the church as well. Oh, that the Lord would have mercy. We particularly remember tonight those who are suffering in the hospitals and also those who have lost loved ones. Our hearts go out to them and we would remember them in prayer. We would also remember particularly the NHS staff working in the hospitals and other places. May the Lord help them and may wisdom be given to them at this time. May the Lord show us his mercy, and may yet days of revival come to the church here in this country, that the Lord would look down from heaven and visit the vine. If you would turn with me to Psalm 119, and we're reading from verse 57 down to verse 64. Psalm 119, verse 57 down to verse 64. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favour with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways, and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste, and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Let us come then to the Lord in prayer. O gracious God, we bow our hearts before thee, and we pray that thou wilt tonight show us thy mercy. We need it, O Lord, for we are a needy people. Oh, we come to thee, and we would seek thy face. As we do so, O Lord, we are conscious that we are sinners in thy sight, and therefore we would humbly beg of thee for forgiveness, praying that we would know that fatherly forgiveness of thine at this moment. Thou art a holy God, who are we to come? Yet we come because we are mindful of thy grace, and we come because of our beloved Redeemer, who accomplished redemption for us here upon earth. O, remember him as we approach thee now, and accept our prayers this evening hour. O Lord, draw near to us. Help us, O Lord, we beseech thee. We need that help. We feel our weakness. O, come and strengthen us with him. We would pray that thou would bless us this evening hour. Give us that spirit of prayer. We would remember all who are suffering at this present time, those we know of, and many more. We pray for those so unwell in the hospitals. Oh, we commit them unto thee. We would pray for those who mourn over the loss of loved ones. We would remember also those who work in the NHS. Oh, Lord, give strength, we pray. May many seek thee at this time. Hear us, O Lord, now. Speak to us through thy word, for Christ's sake. Amen. For a few moments, we turn to verse 58. Verse 58. I entreated thy favour with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. Dear congregation, at this present time, not only as individuals, but as local congregations, we need more of God's grace and mercy. Therefore, let us make our application unto the Lord. And as we do so, let us believe that he will grant what we so need in accordance to his perfect will and in accordance to his word. Over in the New Testament, we read in 1 John 5, verse 14, these words, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. He will, in abundant favour, bow down his ear and in mercy grant that which we so need. Let us therefore humbly seek his face, taking comfort that through grace he is our covenant God, as we note in the previous verse, verse 57, thou art my portion, O Lord. Let us seek the face of the Lord our God, the Lord who has promised to bless, the Lord who has promised to show his favour and give us more of his mercy. Two brief thoughts here as we consider these words. First of all, entreating God's favour, and secondly, praying for mercy. First of all, entreating God's favour. The psalmist said, I entreated thy favour with my whole heart. Here plainly the psalmist was engaged in prayer, in earnest prayer. He was a praying man who truly prayed. Many say words of a prayer, yet they're only upon their lips, and they do not truly engage in prayer. However, the psalmist, he turns to the Lord, and he truly prays. We note at the end of the first part of the verse these words, with my whole heart. His whole heart was engaged as he prayed. The psalmist said in Psalm 27, verse 8, when thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. He was invited by the Lord, and he responded by saying, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. His heart was engaged. Oh, that I would so pray more often like that. We are welcome. The Lord says to us, seek ye my face. We failed him. We've sinned against him, but such is his favour and such is his mercy that he welcomes again the penitent man or woman seeking my face. Oh, that we would respond in a hearty way and with a whole heart engaged. We're to draw near. We're to approach him. And we are to do so with our whole hearts. It's not easy, and I begin with myself. I feel the coldness within. I feel my weakness, and oh, how we need to pray for help and strength to so pray. Oh, that we would wholeheartedly seek the face of the Lord. Now we read here, I entreated thy favour. We have here the word entreated. The Hebrew word, which is translated here as entreated, that the root can have the meaning of to be rubbed or worn, to be weak, but then leading on to entreat, to make prayer. And what we are led to consider here, that the psalmist in his weakness earnestly prays. The same Hebrew word is used in 2 Chronicles chapter 33 in verse 12, when we read this of Manasseh. And when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. You see there, he was in great trial, in affliction. And in that affliction, he besought the Lord. He was worn down. Yet he sought earnestly the Lord. The same Hebrew word is used in Exodus 32, verse 11. And Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why? See there the psalmist, He's worn, he's weary, he feels his weakness and he's pleading with the Lord. For we are in distress. As the people of God at this present time in this nation, we're in the midst of great affliction. Oh, that we would earnestly entreat the Lord. There is fear and there is panic all around us as the virus spreads throughout our country. Oh, we must turn to the Lord. Oh, that men outside would turn to the Lord. Oh, how important it is for us who love the Lord that we daily earnestly entreat the face of the Lord. Well, the psalmist here, he entreats the Lord and particularly for the Lord's favour. I entreated thy favour. Now, the Hebrew word panim, translated here as favour, can also be translated as the face, countenance, presence. And so we're led to consider the favourable countenance of God, or the favourable presence of God. We desire admittance. We desire to know the presence of God, or the light of his countenance. That's what the psalmist longs for. He desires that close communion, and he desires to know the light of God's countenance, the smile upon him. John Gill writes, thy face, to see it, or thy presence, to enjoy it, to have communion with God and the light of his countenance, than which nothing is more desirable and delightful to a gracious man, as also to be remembered with the special favour of God. There is the frown. There is God's fatherly anger, and we feel it at times. And we face God's anger. We face his loving correction. But oh, for the face, the favourable presence of God, the light of his countenance. The psalmist said in Psalm 31, verse 16, make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Oh, that the Lord would shine upon us. We feel, do we not, the clouds are over us. Oh, that the Lord would so shine upon us, that we would know the shining of his face, and that would have such an effect upon us, our hearts would be warmed, that we would know that feeling of peace within. Oh, for the Lord to shine upon us, to shine on us in our present distress as individuals. As churches, oh, how we need the Lord to shine upon us, that the Lord would look down from heaven, and that he would so look, as we see in Psalm 80, and that he would so bless, there would be the smile. Oh, for the gracious presence of God to be known in such an abundant way. I desire an audience with the King. Let me come unto him, and oh, that the Lord would smile upon me, that he would hold out the golden scepter. Oh, to know God's gracious presence, to enjoy that sweet communion with him this evening hour. The psalmist here is earnest. He's entreating the Lord. Remember Jacob? He wrestled with a man till the breaking of the day, Genesis 32, verse 24. And we know that there was there a pre-incarnate appearance of Christ. And here's Jacob wrestling. And he wrestled and he wrestled. I will not let thee go until thou bless me. That's to be the spirit of our praying. Oh, have we lacked in some way recently? Oh, to be more earnest. Yes, the spirit is willing at times, but the flesh is weak. And we're thankful for a loving and gracious and merciful High Priest, our Saviour, who was so kind to those disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, who's so kind to us. But oh, to be more earnest, with the Lord in prayer, to wrestle in prayer. Oh, that I would get back to wrestling in prayer more and more with the Lord. I will not let thee go till except thou bless me. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. To the Lord we are to turn. Oh, that we would go to the throne of grace tonight. In Hebrews 4, verse 16, we read, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We need the Lord's grace. We need his mercy. Our sins are many. Our trials are numerous. Oh, that the Lord would show us his favor. That the Lord would show us his mercy. And note again how the psalmist came to the Lord. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. There was sincerity. There was truth within. Walter Marshall, the Puritan, wrote, prayer is chiefly a heart work. God heareth the heart without the mouth, but never heareth the mouth acceptably without the heart. Consider again those words in Psalm 27, verse 8. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. There's the welcome. We don't deserve it, do we? We don't deserve the welcome. Yet the Lord gives us that welcome. Seek ye my face. Let's take hold of the invitation. And respond to the Lord with a whole heart and say with the psalmist, I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Seek his face. We look for his gracious smile. We look for his gracious presence. Oh, that we would be aware of the Lord tonight. And in future days, in increasing way, that we would be conscious of the smile of God. That we would witness yet soon the reviving of the church, the building of the church in this world. We as individuals are to earnestly pray. Notice the psalmist said, I entreated thy favor. But let us also, as congregations, seek the face of the Lord. Well, as we draw to our second point, let's consider now praying for mercy. Praying for mercy. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. Be merciful. He seeks God's mercy. And as he does, we note he exercises faith. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. He seeks mercy whilst being mindful of God's word. God's promise. He meditates on the word and rests in the promises. How important it is that we keep up reading the Bible day after day. That we meditate as well upon it. That we will be mindful of the word as we turn to the Lord in prayer. For the Lord is a God of mercy. Oh, that we would exercise faith. That we would believe the scriptures. As we come to prayer, that we would look to the Lord and plead in view of his promise. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. The Lord has promised to show mercy. Remember those words in Exodus 33, verse 19. The Lord there is speaking unto Moses, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. What wonderful promises from the Lord our God. Wonderful promises because of his grace. Wonderful promises that are seen in the covenant of grace. Promises that come to us because of Jesus who came into the world and accomplished redemption for us. Oh, to believe the promises when we come to God in prayer and we earnestly pray for mercy. John Newton wrote, "Approach my soul, the mercy seat, where Jesus answers prayer. There humbly fall before his feet, for none can perish there. Thy promise is my only plea, with this I venture nigh. Thou callest burdened souls to thee, and such, O Lord, am I." Dear congregation, cling to the promises of God, and therefore pray for mercy. Mercy we need. We all need it as individuals, as congregations. Every congregation, whether large or small, needs God's mercy. Let us approach the Lord. Let us earnestly pray. Oh, that the Lord would be merciful. That the Lord firstly would show his pardoning mercy. The psalmist said in Psalm 51 verse 1, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions." How we feel our sin. Begin with myself. Burdened, oh, we seek that fatherly forgiveness. We need that pardoning mercy. Have mercy upon me, O God. Have mercy. Show compassion. Pity me, O Lord. Forgive all my sin. Pardoning mercy. We need, secondly, supporting mercy. We show our weakness. Oh, for the Lord to support us again and again. The psalmist said, "When I said my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up." We sink in affliction. We're worn down in trial. We need God's supporting mercy, that he would lift us and strengthen us. Thirdly, we need directing mercy at this time. In Exodus 15, verse 13, we read, "Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation." In mercy they were led. Oh, that the Lord would continue in mercy to lead us. He will, but let's pray for it. We need direction. We need help. That we might go the way of God's word. That we might do that which is right, as we are shown in God's word. Oh, that we would be shown his mercy. That God would help us in this present crisis. So that we are shown how best we can serve our neighbours. And serve this country. That we might be helped at this time. Oh, for the Lord to direct us. Were we to seek mercy, we could go on, but we're limited there. Oh, to seek mercy, be merciful unto me according to thy word. Take comfort in God's mercy. His mercy is upon us in a special way. We note at the end of this portion these words, "The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy." In mercy, he helps man, but in a special way, he shows mercy and comes to the aid of his people. And so we read in Psalm 103, verse 17, "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children." How important it is this evening hour. Not only do we pray for favour, for the smile of God, for his favourable presence to be known, but also that we pray for mercy. Again, those words in Hebrews 4, verse 16, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Oh, to obtain it. We're to ask. And a wonderful truth is this, that because of God's grace, we will obtain mercy. We don't deserve it, but we will obtain mercy. Let us therefore come boldly then unto the throne of grace. May the Lord help us in prayer. May the Lord show us his favour and bestow upon us his mercy. I entreated thy favour with my whole heart. Thy favour, Lord, is what we seek, but also his mercy. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. May the Lord help us to pray, not only tonight, but on the morrow. May we be given greater help. May the Holy Spirit come nearer to us and so assist us to pray. May the Lord help us for his name's sake. Amen.